This is Parasha. We have the mitzvah of Isis Benai. Is she going to learn it? Is she officially going to learn it? I'm going to fool in anyway. So I figured if you learn Isis Benai, it'll be a little chazara. If you didn't learn it, it's at least for Carol, the Ashlama, Sephas Cholin. So, first of all, so God, a punk is interested in Isis Benai. My shluchah came to the Roshanim, get into the discussion of time and mitzvahs. Shluchah did learn. The chinuch says there are two reasons in the
some of you.
The chinuch says that there are two reasons for the mitzvah of Isis Benai. Case those that didn't learn at all, they acknowledge the mother and its child on the same day. So one he says is sheit nod maliboy kashkochas Hashem baruch hu al kol minei balechayim b'chlal v'mashkochas aleihem yiskayim u'olam. So the kashkochas b'devarim zeh kiyuma, meaning the I think it'd be Ramas when the Ramban writes, I think Parash Vayera, that there's different type of hashgacha on people than on animals. But on animals, the hashgacha is really just on kimamin. It shouldn't get extinct. But not that necessarily, you know, this animal and this that I'm getting gets punished. That's harabarin, you don't have any animals. It's just kimamin. So meila, if you start killing off animals, shechting the mother and its child the same day, that will lead to extinction of that animal. That's point number one. The Ramban, and the Chinuch also says it, Ramban in Parash Gesetze, by Shluch HaKein, he says, Shluch HaKein, Gam zu mitzvah mevu eres, min oisev es benoi les ishchum yayim echad. The idea of Shluch HaKein comes together with the idea behind the mitzvah of oisev es benoi. Ki etam b'shneim, levilti ayoyis lanu leiv achzari v'loi nircha. The idea is that you should not develop traits of achzarius, of cruelty. Rather, you should be developing traits of rachmanis, of compassion and pity. The Chinuch also adds, he says, even though it's mutter, Hashem was matter us to eat balei chayim, still we shouldn't kill oisus bnei b'yachad, and because alz rachmanis. Now, the Ramban over there in Hiseitze, it means that from the Ramban, the murder of Uchim, he takes issue with some of the points the Ramban makes, even though, like, one of the Ram that the Ramban doesn't seem to mitiaches to. We'll see him. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. The Ramban writes, "Kitam shluch hakein, betam oisus benoil shmei mechod nilhazir shul yishchad ben beeinei aim." Why? Ki yeshul behem is daiga gedoyel bezet. Ben hefresh ben daigas haadam ledaigas habehemis al beneya. There's no difference. A mother worries about her offspring, a human mother and an animal mother. That instinct, that a motherly instinct, you have equally by animals and by people. Im kain, the Rambam says, Fizer, the Isser really is to be the Shech. What? The shech the child in front of the mother. So, if you shech the mother first, there shouldn't be any problem. Fizeh says the Rambam Cain, ein ikar iser voices benoi rak bibenoi voisei. Aval hakohar chaka says the Rambam. So it's like a gezeira. It's a gezeira deraisa. Shechting the mother first, and then the child. That's at the time of the mitzvah. You don't have it. It's like a gezeira because you might do it the other way around. That's the Rambam writes. The Chayyim, if me, the Reis Vengel, has a richus, do we find the concept of Gzer Derayis? So heard this Rambam, I didn't look it up again, but maybe it does. Maybe it's not this Rambam. Well, the Rambam, you see the concept of Gzer Derayis. The Rambam adds, now I should mention, on this point, I remember many, many years ago, there was in Kew Gardens, there was a guy there was a family of raccoons that somehow made its way into this guy's attic. A family of raccoons. There was a park about a mile away, whatever it was. Like he called the, you know, they said they didn't believe that like the raccoons made it all the way there. But anyway, so what happened was, they were outside, and somebody kissed her. So we had an Italian neighbor. I guess they used to make noise and whatever. I don't kiss her. The Italian neighbor pitchforked one of the raccoons, right? And he said the mother was all night next to the baby raccoon that was killed. And it was like moaning and crying like all night. All night long, the mother was sitting there crying on the baby raccoon. But anyway, that's like the Rambam says. Al-Kapanim, says the Rambam, Yosef Nachayim, and this is a point that the Rambam doesn't like still on the Rambam, because he takes the Rambam to task. The Rambam himself says, Yosef Nachayim Babush Loinis Achzer. Now Ram says it's more mistaken to say. Though the first time Ram is saying Hakadosh Baruch Hu has rechmanis on the poor mother. That's why you shouldn't do it. The Shluch Kain also, yeah. Now the Ram says no. It makes more Yosef Nachan Shloim is Achzer, that we should train ourselves in Maisim of compassion and not Maisim of cruelty, which is really what the Ram himself ends up saying. We saw the man. That's the man. That's for us, not for the animals, because the Rambam he says, oh, see, because the Rambam takes the Rambam to task for that, but the Rambam himself said that it's more likely that it's for us, not for them. But anyway, says the Rambam, the Gemara in Bracha says, Hayim Malkan Sibur Yagir Achemecha, Meshaskin Oisa Ben Zifa. Why Meshaskin Oisa? According to the Rambam, it's Saka. On the mother. So what's the problem? Why Meshaskin Oisa Ben Zifa? Says the Rambam.
It's not born yet.
Rambam says, Shlucha Kain. No, the mother. You can't take away the kids from the mother.
Are
because
eggs or
whatever it is, eggs or chicks, whatever it is. What's the difference?
Well, if it's eggs, then
it doesn't make a difference.
The mother has no emotion to.
Okay, but Rambam says that's time of Mishnah. It's a kash and Rambam. The time of Rambam doesn't apply to eggs. Okay, you have a kash. Say, but the Rambam explains that's the Isser. Al's compassion. Isser is Al's compassion. Then what's the more saying? But what's it called?
Says it doesn't care about the eggs.
I don't know. Nate's out to get the mercantile. This is like, you know, I have to do my work. Nate's doing all my work for me. Says the Rambam. So what's Chan the Gemara? Says the Rambam, Kizu Achim Shay Svaris. Svaris Misha Yira Kehain Tam Lumitzvis. El Chafetz Abayeh. Banach Mazikim Svaris Shnea. Says Rambam is Machlaikis of his Tam Lumitzvis. And the Gemara Brach is going, Man Dalma, ain't there's no Tamim. You're brisker. You do what Hashem said to do it. That's what you gotta do. Right? The Rambam saying, no. We hold there is time for mitzvahs. Now I'm not sure if he means Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, where we say, the Dashina time in the Krah. Because Pashtis, I always thought that the Shin time in the Krah, everyone holds this time of mitzvahs. Machlokes is whether, based on the time, we can make an afkamina, like by Amona. Yeah? You now take a beggar of Amona as a mashkin. So Rav Shimon says, what's the reason? Because you'd be made to Shemra, Shem said. If it's a Klus Laila, you have to bring it back every night. So every night, this guy coming to the Salmana, bring her back her pillow and her blanket. Yeah? The people doesn't look so good. So therefore, he says, that's only Amana Nia, Amana Shira. She's rich, and she has plenty of blankets. You don't have to bring her back her blanket. So then it's mother, Shem says. So Shem is based on the time. What is there of the Sachba Bed Amana? This is take up based on that time we have enough Kamina. That's Rav Shimon's Darish time in the Krah. But everyone agrees the time in the Krah. The Shaila is Whether makes an afgamina. So I don't know. The Ram says the Gemara in Brach is going feed this shita that there are time mitzvahs. So we hold not like that.
This would stem with your gifter.
I'm glad.
What your gifter said.
I don't remember.
I told him once.
Could be that.
I said that he used to get up and said that the something like the chinuch or whatever says that time mitzvah. There's no such thing as time mitzvah. Time mitzvah is just because Hashem. That's just the taste, but just because Hashem commanded us.
But the Rambam is saying not like that. I'll tell you more. There's also along these lines, the Drush Zeran. Drush Zeran says, "As Tachlo Chayrus, the Biskarov Chayr is not like that." I'll tell you a minute. Because the Drush Zeran says like this. He has a kasha. Why is it that the Torah, the Kolei Apsak, the Torah was given to the Chonim, not to him to be, right? Why is that? L'chayra, you want to know what Hashem said. So what's the best way of knowing what Hashem said? For you to figure it out, give you the rules, you got to break it and figure it out. What's the best way to know what Hashem said is find out. Ask the Navi, you'll find out what Hashem said. We're trying to figure out what's the Ratzon Hashem. Go direct. Says the Ran. Yeah, this is two reasons. Says, first of all, he says like this. He says, if you hold that mitzvahs are mitzvahs because Hashem commanded it, that's why it's a mitzvah. So then, says the Ram, Seder, so I can understand, a mitzvah by definition is what Hashem said to do.
Right.
Hashem said, listen to whatever the Chacham says. Fine. So that's the mitzvah. It's only mitzvah. The same one that says mitzvah said to do this.
Right?
It's only mitzvah what Hashem says. It is what Hashem said ultimately. Hashem said listen to the rabbis, and whatever the rabbis said, self-fulfilling prophecy. They can't be wrong. Hashem said listen to the rabbis, and it's only mitzvah because Hashem said to do it. Hashem said listen to the rabbi. Then there's no problem. There's no question. But he says we don't go with that shita. We say for carrot. We say the reason why Hashem said not to do it is because it's bad. It's not bad because Hashem said not to do it. Hashem said not do because it's bad. So Mela, there's an objective criteria over here. So we can't have a kasha. You want to know the emes? The emes, go to Hashem, go to Nabi. Why going to the Chama? So Ran answers, for the answer question. Ran answers that he said first of all Hashem saw that the V is not going to last. Mela, we have to have some way of passing. Mele says, they might mess up. He says, but Hal Gufa, this crowd is famous, and people quote this Ran. That Hal Gufa, I think people misquote also, but Hal Gufa, that you're going to listen to the Chachamim, that itself will compensate for any mess up. Because chances are they're going to get it right anyway. We're talking about Sanhedrin, and talking about the big rabbis, and working out the greatest minds in that generation are going to be finding it out. So chances are, at the end of the day, they're going to get it right. Yeah? Even if they're going to mess up, but all gufa, by virtue of fact, you listen to them, they'll compensate for anything they're going to mess up on. Akbana, the Ran says that, fakarit, like this, that's it's aser, Hashem asked it because there's a reason that it's aser. So that's the reason is really the reason. As I say, it's horizontally biskarab, because it's a famous biskarab by from Avinu. Everyone asks Kasha, why didn't you do Milo? And if he kept calling Targu, why didn't he keep doing Milo? Yeah? So biskarab says, because it didn't have a chetz of an arla. There was no mitzvah Milo, because until Hashem commanded it, there was no. It wasn't an earl. So they could do the mitzvah. So really asked him, okay, if he said every mitzvah is like that. What didn't have a shem matzah until Hashem said, right? But that's the problem with this girl. But like upon him, but Iker Inyan though, if I care, according to Ran and Rambam, we say that Hashem said, get rid of the earl because the earl is bad. So that was. He's going with the other way. It's a mitzvah because Hashem said to do it. So, until Hashem said, do bris milah, then have Hashem arlo. The fire will feed this, feed the ram. Okay, Hashem said, do get rid of the arlo because the arlo is bad. But anyway, we're going to go with the topic here. So, then the Rambam is another medrash that famous medrash, chimach b'slech lesh baruch hu, v'in sheikh men tzav, sheikh men o'erev, oh, well, then shchita. You know, does Hashem really care, you know, those, you know, does Hashem really care if, you know, right? Does Hashem really care if you shecht it from the neck, or you shecht it from the back of the neck? This is malika, this is shchita. You have to shecht the kana, you have to shecht the veshet, you have to do the shecht the vridim, you have to shecht the mafrekis. All the Hashem really care? So he says, the Medr says, but in the mitzvahs, el tzar b'mes abriyas, shenem echel imreis eloika tzrufa. So what does that mean? So the Rambam also asked this question, and he says that that's also going, you know, the that medrash is good for saying it, that lenit el tzar b'mes abriyas, meaning there's no reason talking doesn't really make a difference, but Hashem said it. But that's also going without timing. The Ramban takes some issue with the Rambam. And he says, he agrees to the etzmi study of the Rambam, that it's time and mitzvahs he agrees to. And he brings a rai, because the Gemara says, "Mithay ma lein isgalu time at Torah." The Gemara says, because two places where Hashem gave the reasons of, like, my melech, the two isurim for melech. He's not going to have a lot of wives. He's not going to have a lot of money. A lot of horses. Yeah? So, Shlomo Melech said, Ani arbe v'layat, because the pasuk says, why shouldn't he have a lot of wives? V'layat is libo. Shlomo Melech says, Ani arbe v'layat. And the Gemara says that at the end he was nechshol. Also, the Gemara says, Gitzi brings another eyes by Paradum, it says, Shlomo Melech says, Amati echtema, yeah? V'chayki b'mani. And the Medrash said, "Rigvayesi, Kashbar told Moshe, 'Ani l'cha ani megal tam paraduma, alachayim mechukah.'" So you see that all mitzvahs betzim have reasons, even paraduma has reasons. Just even Shlomo Melech wasn't helping. Moshe Meinu was his galat tam paraduma. However, says the Ramban,
are those called gzeir deraisis?
Gzeira?
No,
gzeir is gzeir up to something.
Maybe they're gonna.
A gzeir is gzeir. Maybe they know what you want to make your own gzeir now. What? If Shlomo Melech didn't figure out the reason, then why bother?
Shlomo Melech said it won't affect me.
Are you talking about by Layar, by Lainoshim?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Paradum. You can go on Paradum. Yeah, no. So obviously you can't be asking on Layar, by Lainoshim. So you want to know that?
Is that Xavier the Rice?
That itself could be. Shlomo Melech definitely felt that way.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so we have a. Check out the reverse angle that according to Shlomo Melech. Right. It doesn't say that. It just says that we also agree that just that Maisa he thought it was negated him. Like Gemara on Shabbos, Shmuel, you know, we learn there. Gemara says also, and the Ate v'leiv of what you call it, and the Chata Shmeina. Okay, says Ramban. Says the Ramban, and this he has a little argument with the Rambam. He says the Toeles, when the Medrash says Chimach b'Zalik Baruch Hu, b'Ne Tzaver b'Ne Oirev, l'Ne El Tzar b'Emes Abrius. So here he says kind of like this. What the Medrash is telling us is that we think, you know, we're doing mitzvahs for Hashem, right? That makes what Hashem doesn't get any benefit from mitzvahs. Doesn't lose out from your avarice. The reason why Hashem gave all the mitzvahs is for us, for our benefit. That gives the marshal of a tzaruf. What's tzaruf a kesef? A tzaruf kesef, the guy purifies the metals, the silver, he takes in all the impediments, all the blemishes from the kesef. And that's what the tachas of mitzvahs is. So, akapanim. So, the amount of issue, the Maran Bracha says. I can't see, but you're a mecha. Shaskash Baruch Hu. Rachmel El Gezeris. There he argues the Rambam. Rambam says it goes on the no time. It's Gezeris. He learns that no. What the Gemara is saying is, Oskash Baruch Hu, Milash Baruch Hu Rachmin, the Hainu, that Shbaruch Hu did it for Rachmanis on the bird. Then we say no. Shbaruch Hu doesn't have Rachmanis on the bird. That's not why he said you can't do as Benoi. That's not why you have to send the douche look again. Because Shbaruch Hu has Rachmanis on the bird. Rather, it's Gezeris, meaning it's for us. That we should train our ourselves in the midas of rachmim and not in the midas of the midas of achzarias. So that was down the kudu, which Ram himself said, Yaisa Nachlan, that's for us, not for the bird. So, Akpanim, that's the Musar of this mitzvah. Now, so there's a few of the issues of Isis Benoi, try to pick things that are more chalis, that we shall get to other areas as well, not just the tzumtzum to Isis Benoi. The Mishnah says that Isis Benoi is noig by kacha. So, the question is, why would I think that it's not noig by kacha? Zokai says, don't tell me that maybe you might think of Karban Pesach, where it doesn't have any other Karban except that. So maybe we say, I say, Dechol Eis Asay. I say, of Karban Pesach, you might think it should be Daicha, the Isra of Eis Asay Benai. Therefore, then the Chiddush is, that's not Daicha. So he says, that haray it's mechusas man, because if you shecht the mother, so now you now shecht the kid the same day. So the male got me kachin is a psul mechusas man, meaning it's too early. It's not the right time. Like if you have a behemoth that's less than 7 days old, you can't shecht it. Mechusas man. So there's also mechusas man. Dainu, because you can't shecht today. You have to wait till tomorrow. So male says mechusas man is a seva leisa. Say, the male. Meila, and say Loisa, I say Meila, and this is the Loisa of a Sif. Anyway, you couldn't be makir for Karban Pesach, a case where the mother was already shechted because then it's the Loisa because it's mechusas man.
You could still be considered mechusas man, like meaning even though there's no lava. Like technically speaking, if we have the essay of Pesach and we have a lot of lava, don't also of us, but no. But so like and that. And you also have Mechuzer's man.
So you get right. So okay, you know, if I'm correct in understanding, you mean to say that if it would be Daicha, then it won't be Mechuzer's man. So we never get the Mechuzer's man. Mechuzer's man is only because it's not Daicha. It's Mechuzer's man. But if it would be Mechuzer's man, it's not then. Right. If it would be Daicha, it's not Mechuzer's man. It's merely only have the license. Say we split up. You know, the Mechuzer's man is only once we establish it, I'll do it. We don't put the two together. That's your question. So Jim has right. So Rechanan. Makes that point because he brings a Taisa Menachos that says that the say of Aleh Hashleim is not Makir B'diavid. Meaning, what's Aleh Hashleim? We learn after this, and I say that Aleh Hashleim Kol Karbanos Kula, meaning that all the Karbanos have to be brought before after the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. And not said they can't bring it after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Everything has to be brought after the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So he said, but it's not Ma'akim, he says. Why? Because Gemara says in the Pesachim of Nuntes, the Gemara says that say of Karban Pesach is Daicha that say of Ashlama. If that say of Ashlama is Ma'akim, ain't that say Daicha say? What's the Havim that say of Karban Pesach? Is Daicha say of Ashlama means if you didn't bring Karban Pesach before Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you bring Karban Pesach you bring after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, right? The anyway, but the assay of Karban Pesach is Daicha. The assay of Ashlama, right? Now if Ashlama is still b'diavad, it's not gonna help. So Meila, he says, Mela Zakir Bukhana that you know, so what is Tais telling me is sorry that if I say Shalom is Mahakib and Yavid, I mean it's possible. So what's going to help me say the Chalais is say? It's possible. Right? That's what Tais says. It says if it's Hashlam is Mahakib, then Shechting the carbon after Tamash Mayabayim is possible. So what's going to help you the Chiyah? It's a psul. Dechir, I say dechal can't be dechal psul. If it's possible, it's possible. So Meir is looking for Chanan. If by Isis Benoi, if we say it's Mechusis Man, so it's a psul. It's a psul. It's a psul, then anyway it can't be Dayakha. Zogar Bechana, Aaron Svara, that if it's Dayakha, then it's not a psul. Now, but he doesn't ask, so Aaron's going, okay, so let's take it a step further. Let's say that if it's daicha, then it's not going to be considered because it's not. Yeah, Chana doesn't go all the way. Chana just explains that if it's a psul, then you don't say daicha. You don't command the tchia. It's possible. Zogar b'chana, that's what Aaron said before, that if we say it's daicha, then it's not because it's not. But then Aaron's asking, good. But then if it's not Mechuz Zman, then there's no problem in Zechul Eisem Vasei. And we never get to the extra say. And if it should be Asei Zechul Eisem Vasei. So, there's another question, which brings us to the famous Sugya of Yovel HaMehaneh, which we discussed more than once, I believe. That question is, the Mishnah says again, Shechet Eisem Benoi, Kulun Mechuz, Shneim Ksheirim. So the question is, Rash is bothered, why is Mishnah the Shem Kshayr? Shech, the mother, the child doesn't pass. It's a kosher shchita. You're allowed to eat it. What's the chiddush? Says Rashi, Enechnami, there's no chiddush. It's just a Shneim Pseulim. It's later, it says, okay, it's a Shneim Pseulim. So the Rash is a Shneim Kshayr. But that's no chiddush in Shneim Kshayr. Of course it's kosher, why not? So Kveger, there is a chiddush here. Why? Because this machleg zibay of Rabbi, everybody knows. We say kol muzam rachmana leisavid. Abay says yavid mahani. That's why you get malchus, because what you did it works. And Rabbi says no yavid loy mahani. Aye, why do you get malchus? Teretz says because you already remembered rachmana. You went against the Hashem. Zogt Reb Kager and Cain. That's what it's far to say. That Isis Benoi was also viewed as Shech, second animal. So if he shechted it, it should be Nevela, it should be Nechira. Yavalei Mahani, there's don't Shech, if you shech, it's not a kosher Shechita. He says, Bishlom, by Shech, by Shabbos, Shechdosek Sheira. And everybody asks, why don't we say Yavalei Mahani, he shechted on Shabbos? And there, we all know the Teretz of the Marit. That because there he says even if it's nechira, it's not a kosher shechita. But since the issus until it's neshama, so meila, you're not going to bring the animal back to life by saying yavalei mahani. So meila, it's not going to help to say yavalei mahani. Therefore, the shechita is a good shechita. But over here, if it's nechira, Harry the Mishnah says if you do nechira, then you're not even oisus b'na.
Ryan, I like the Rambam.
Right, not like the Rambam. What does Rambam say?
Rambam says the problem is all the Rachmanis. No.
Rambam says the problem is the Rachmanis. And therefore?
Is it a nice thing to do the Chira? In front of the mom?
He's saying the Rambam is dear to the Mishnah. Why is that Meshchit and not Nechira? See, that's why we say Gufna has a word. The time of the Krua is a town. I just said what I mean is that already even the Rambam says that when we give time in time of the Krua, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that every single prat of the mitzvah has to conform to the reason. This is the general reason. Why the pratim that
the general reason should apply to nechira? That's like
that's even worse. Shechita is at least right, eidah. Right. Take the kid in front of the mother and smash its head. You know, like so the question is, we have a big question on the right side. Why, if you shech, why is it kosher? Why do we say the good old yavalei mahani? And it's different than Shabbat because here if the Nechira is possible, a Shabbat's Nechira is going to be Tintil's Neshama. Teretz is Nachman Zelgin. The Isra Baisa's Benoi is totally in the Maisa Shechita, not in the Heter Shechita. Meaning, even though Nechir is not a Maisa Shechita Bechal. But, Baisa's Benoi, if it had a Maisa Shechita, it had a Shem Maisa Shechita on it, then so by saying that it's not a kosher shechita, you'll still be over, because this is the maisa. Now the riot to such an idea is the chayra how is machleik is tanoim v'shechita she'en eruya v'shmei shechita lo shmei shechita, which means v'shech the treifa. Yeah, so the shechita of a treifa, it's matter of the time of the nevela, but it's not matter b'achila. You can't eat with treifa. It's called shechita she'en eruya. So the machlokes tanoim, we paskin shechita she'en eruya shmei shechita, and we shech to the treifa. It's gonna ask Isa as benoy. So mele we see they don't need the heter of the shechita. Of what shechita she'en eruya? They gave by kisa dam also. That you guys did learn. Oh, you're all learning. Oh, you're not learning. Oh,
see. I mean,
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Chayra would be another eye, which I was thinking rather based on the shurim that we've been having this week. another eye, I didn't see, sorry. Oizu, but no, he's not totally in Heter Shechita. Why? Because Hare, the Gemara in Yuma of Samadal, it says, "Imhoy lechayla b'sef beisai, v'shachet imoy shal asar meshdaleach, v'yayim akipurim." So the chayla sheish b'dekan and the meat, he shechted the cow, shechted the not the cow, whatever, go. And then, so now you can't use the child for the asar meshdaleach. Why? It'll be over this, the Rai says, Benoy. Because the Amin Marava, the Chiyasa Letzuk, Zui Shchitasai. Throwing the animal, the Sarah Mishleach, off the cliff, that's a Gedder of Shchita. The Gedder of Shchita. So, look the Reyesev angle, and even though we're saying it's Shchita, but still, it's an avail. It has a shem shechita, legabi oisus benoi. But still, it's an avail. Why? It means rising more in zvachim. The shaila there, whether it's asa b'ano or not, but everyone holds that it's asa b'achila. So what's isra achila? If it's muti b'ano, it must be that it loses its shem hektish. The kedushas goes off. Nasim mitzvahs, the kedusha goes off. That's why it's an isra anah. But hektish will live in isra anah and isra achila. So, man, why is it isra achila? Why is it even holds in isra achila?
Who should eat it?
El amai.
Who should eat it?
You.
Me? I could eat achatus.
Again, we said the kedusha went off. Here the kedusha went off. There's no hanah, no isra anah. Manam is isra anah, it's still kodesh, right? No one can eat it. There's no isra anah. It means the kedusha went off. Kedusha went off, so why can you eat it? So it still says us to eat it. Why? It must be that it's an avail. So in other words, a very interesting situation over here. You throw it off the cliff, that's considered a shechita l'gabe oisim is benoi, but it's not a shechita l'gabe hechsher shechita. It's not matir. So we see akapanim at the gather of what's called a shechita l'gabe oisim is benoi. Doesn't necessarily need a heter to shechita. So meila adin, the meila, even if Louis say yovel mahani, and it's an avela, yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to make it mutter. That's why I want to make a dimyan. Now, a similar issue we have, a similar interesting case. So here we have a fascinating halacha here. Yeah, you throw the goat off the cliff. It's considered shechita. Legabe oisim es benai. Now, what about, which we also discussed this week, about eg larufa? Right, eg larufa. You also have a similar situation where you're killing an animal in a oifen of a mitzvah, Yeah? So the question is it considered a shechita? We're considering throwing off the cliff as shechita. What about Lagabe Eglar Rufa? The Taisvis in Chulin that pay Beit brings down a kasha for Moshe Mibundish. That why did the Mishnah talk about the Mishnah there about shechita Shenaruya? Why did it talk about if you do a reef on the Eglar? But you can't eat it, right? You can't eat the Eglar Rufa. That would be enough for me in the case of Shechita Shenaruya. He says, and he wants to show that it's not considered a Shechita. Yeah, Arifa Zui Shechita Asai. Who said that chopping its head off from the Eruv, that's not Shechita we just said, right? Shbochu, Ichbas Loi Menatzah Men Eruv, but Ma'i Yisra Shechita is Menatzah, but not Men Eruv. Malik is Men Eruv. The Eglar Rufa is from the back. So what does it help you? So Taisvis, Kedam Rina Gabi Sar Mishta Leach, the Chiyos Letzib Zui Shechita Asai. So Taisvis, just like throwing off the cliff is considered Shechita, Lin Yonai says Benai, Eglar Rufa is also considered Shechita. Lin Yonai says Benai. Yeah? That's Taisvis in Fool and Holt. Again, we have an interesting thing, and also, you're not allowed to eat it, right? But to consider Shechita, Linyan, Vaisis Benoi. So we see that together, Vaisis Benoi, again, the Shechita, Vaisis Benoi, doesn't need much of a Shechita. Yeah? Now, it's interesting though, it's a fascinating shtickle, because Rabbein Tam, Alain, in Sefer Yashar, he gives different tarets, and very nice chilek. He wants a mechalek between Eglar Rufa and Sir Mishaleach. A very nice chiluk. So he says like this: Eglar Rufa is Chaparas Achet. So even though, see, Eglar Rufa, although it's for a Kapara, yeah, and although it's metayer midei nevela. That much Eglar Rufa is metayer midei nevela. It's not a shechita. It's considered a shechita. God be metayer midei nevela. But he says though, but it's still not going to be Eisvus Benai. Because we see the Gemara says by Sar Mishaleach. Over there, it's a gather of a carbon. It's kachin. Eglar Rufa is not kachin. Sar Mishaleach is kachin. So Mela, throwing off the cliff is like the Shechita. It's Keshechita's oil is kachin. Inot asa bachila. Okay, Malika's oif. The mutter bachila. Right? Is that right? Malika is a matter. The Malika's oif is mutter bachila. Sounds like, right? Terhaga. Zog Taisvis. But so therefore, it's like shechita of kachim. So melech is a problem. Melech is benoy. Has a shem shechita to it. Hashem came legabe Eglar Rufa, although it's for a kapara, but doesn't have a shem kachim. So melech, why would I give it in shechita? Even though it's entirely in avela. Here, what's going on over here? He's masking it's entirely in avela, but he's not masking it has a shem shechita. And he says benoy. Aye, sir, Mishaleach. There's a gather of shechita's kachim. That's his chiluk.
So,
Mishaleach
is Matar
Midin Avela? Again. Sir Mishaleach. Lefi Tais is not Matar Midin. It's Choshke. It's Matar Midin Avela, yeah. It's Matar Midin Avela. It's Matar Midin Avela, yeah. What?
Isn't Eglar Rufa more of a Nechira?
Correct.
So, Nechira is a
No, but Nechira is not a mitzvah. You know, the issue over here is, right, when you're killing it in a way that batsim, it's a veil. Throwing it off the cliff is also a nechira. Worse than nechira, right? It's not even with the zmanim, right? It's not even with the zmanim. Yeah? You shouldn't be doing that between the eyes, right? Elamai, we're saying over here, we got oisim, there's no new gather of shechita. That killing it in an oifen of a mitzvah, or... Yeah, the feet those are shining, the feet are Or lefider beretam, it's dafka sarmer shleach. We're there since it's kachim. That gives it a shem shchita. I give the shem shchita. But the taisus in chulin held, beretam chulin held, that the fact that it's done in oifet of mitzvah, even though it's mamish nechira, you're right, it's mamish nechira. Yeah, it's like malika. You chop the tzedek from the back. It's malika, an animal. Yeah, we say that since it's done in oifet of mitzvah, it has shem shchita. And even beretam is maskim. That I think is a gemara. That's entirely then available. Arif is like a rufa. There is no gemara the guy by Isis Minoi. That by Sarmer Shlech, that's a gemara by Isis Minoi. I don't think the gemara favors the guy by Tumba over there, but that just clear what comes out over here. And Mashenkin Egel Rufa, I think it's a favorite, it's entirely then available, but it doesn't look like Isis Minoi, that's why it's Machlaik.
What type of kapara is it if it's not like Kanshin Egel Rufa? What?
Only Kanshin is Machaper? I don't know.
What is this process then? That's
what happened. We're time in the mitzvah. We become philosophers over here today, huh? You have to know the time in the mitzvah. They should realize that you'd be killing the animal, really how bad killing is, the crazy, you shouldn't, the tzich is bad. I don't know, you figure something out.
Is there
a bad
chicken?
No.
Why?
And then you go to Rambam. He's taking this Rambam all the way.
No, I'm saying
maybe chickens don't have those strong feelings.
Even let's see the first sad though. What was the first thing?
I don't know. Do like the chickens cry when you take away the eggs? I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, sure. Okay. No. Okay. Very good. Yeah, you got me. Okay. Yeah, girl. Chad Efes. Okay. Let's go. Now, Mashal like this. So we're talking about Shechita Shein Ruya. Yeah? The question is whether when you shech the mother, Shechita Shein Ruya, does that ask the child or not? So, Pashtis, the Machlaik is of Shimon Nechamim, Shechita Shein Ruya, Shema Shechita, Lo Shema Shechita. That applies to Eishes B'nai. It's on both ends. The Hainu, when you shechted the mother or the child first, which only shechted first. Shaila is, you did an oifen where treifa, so the shechit is not your mountain lachila. Does it aser shechting either the mother or the child? Then you can clear, you can also clear, let's say you shechted the mother or the child regular. Yeah, regular shechita. Now you want to shech the other one, where the other one's a treifa, are you going to get malchus for the shechita? It's Pashas Talya Abad. Right? The shecht in the first one. Ois Mayla Shechit Me'emecha. Same gather shechita is going to be both in the first one and in the second one. That's the Chayit of Pashas. However, the fascinating shechita of the Rimu Anil, he wants to say that Reb Shimon, that Paters, Shechit Shechit Ruya, that's only by the first one. But in the Shinra Relosh Mashkita, it doesn't answer. But let's say you shech the first one, Kaigen. And the second one is a treifa. So Shkita Shani Ruya. Then, Shimon's Maida, the Chai Bishamai says B'nai. It was the second Shkita, even Rav Shimon's Maida, if you're a bit Melonil, that you're going to be Chai Malkus. Right? Which will, if he's there, the halting cup, we said before, Gabi Yavale Mahani, that we said, behold, Shkita Shein Ruya, Shema Shechita, then we can understand that even if it's not a kosher Shechita. According to this, even if you're Pshimon, you can answer Yavale Mahani. That's if you're halting cup. The Mechaz Chinuch is Mesupik. If a guy, if he shechted the aim, and then you would doicher the sar mishleach to the tzuk, are you chayiv mishmari says v'nai? One second, that's the gemara. About one second. Maybe that's going to be kashmir, it's a mesupik. But that's the case of the gemara. Once we shechted the mother, and you can't use the child for the Sarah Mishalech. He's a Mesupik, you get Malkus. Oh, well, so what's his problem? He has a problem like this. The L'chaira, this has to do with the discussion before. L'chaira is M'chus is Ma. Whereas once we say it's Chal Nisr of Isis Benai, again, you shech the mother because Chal Shech Mesachon, you shech the mother. Now, you want to know, can you take the Sar and throw off the cliff? So we say, no, it's also because Isis Benai. Right? So now the question is, so now says M'chus Chinuch, it's M'chus is Ma. Becomes M'chus is Ma. Right? Now becomes Mechuz's man. It becomes Mechuz's man, and you do it. So it's going to be Vishach Mechuz's man. It's possible. So Meila, if it's possible, then it's like Mechira. Once we shefted the mother, so it's chalam iser on the child. You now take this sorry, mshaleh, and throw off the cliff. It's Isis Benai. So Meila, we said before, it's called mechusas man. Now it's called mechusas man. Psul and kachim called mechusas man. So let's see, if the guy went ahead and did it. He threw it off the cliff. Is it a kosher sorry mshaleh? The answer is no. It's mechusas man. So you can't a mechusas man passes the carbon. It passes the sorry mshaleh also. Right? So, but the Evid, if he did it, will he get Malkus? We say, no, it's not a Shechita. It's possible. Didn't work. So, that's the Shaila. We actually get Malkus.
It has to be a Shem Shechita in order
for it to be also. Oh, so, the Hashem, yeah, it has to be Shem Shechita. That's what they're saying. It has to be some type of Shem Shechita. It might not be a full-fledged shechita, but I need something. Oh, so I was wondering, the lefir the rimul anil, that the second shechita, that we say that even lefir b'shimin, that shechita shenu is lo yishmer shechita, he's masking, yeah? He's masking, that like, the second one, we say, you are right, Reisus Benoi. So he's masking the first shechita and the second shechita. The first shechita has to be shechita ruya. The second shechita can be even shechita shenu ruya. I'm just wondering, if the Chayyot feel the Rimmel and Nil, maybe you would be over, even though it's because it's not.
There's no Shem Shechita unless.
What?
It doesn't have any Shem Shechita at all.
Oh, so in other words, what I think Shimon's saying is that by throwing it off the cliff, it only has a Shem Shechita if it works. Because Betz Mesnad a Shechita, there's no Maisa Shechita here. No, in the case of the Rimul Nil, there's a Maisa Shechita. There's a Maisa Shechita. Elmai, it's a Shechita Shein Ruya. It's not going to be Matir. But it's a Maisa Shechita. So that is Mechadish, the guy with the second one, the guy with the Benoi, and it's enough. The Maisa Shechita that you should be over, you get Malkus. But Shein came back by Tchil of Tzuk, the Sarah Mishaleach, there, Betz Mesnad a Shechita. Elmai was saying, okay, since you're doing it, it's a shechita that we saw, that Bar Tam says, it's a shechita of a carbon, yeah, because it's a kachim, that's the way to shecht it. But if it didn't work, then they can't say it's a shechita. It's only going to have a shem shechita if it's not going to work. If it didn't work, it's not going to have a shem shechita. So Meila, you're not going to be over. Oh, but then the question is, why can't you do a chachila? I just realized this now. It's so big whether you get malchus, you do it. But he's masking though that it's zich also a chachila. That was okash, it's also a chachila, therefore it says it's been a chachila. It's not a chachish, we must do it. Unless it goes around in circles. So, anyway, Akapanim.
Again, what do you gain by doing it, though? What would you gain by doing it?
What do you mean? Why not?
What do you gain? What do you gain by doing it?
Ah, but what do you gain?
Hmm.
can't say that it should be mutter to do it because it's not gonna be shechita. Then fine. Now, let's see. We'll skip to the end, the Shchizma Beres. No, for this one. Shchizma Beres. The Rambam says, that Yolad Hashem Ein Muberes. Why shouldn't you be allowed to shech the muberes? We are learning the sugya vayzes benayit, right? So, shouldn't be too hard to figure that one out. L'chayra, aray, the shechita of the mother is matted uber, called a ben pakua. If you shech the mother and the child is alive, you'll eat the child. So you might ask, so shouldn't be allowed to shech the muberes? Every time you shech the muberes, you shech the oisav es benoi. Fidat Rambam, fidat Tam of Achzaris. We don't have Achzaris.
Yeah, I know. And if you cover it with a pillow,
what took so long? Mark?
And if you cover it with a blanket, you also don't have it.
Fine, I have no problem with that. I can make
a million of Gemini.
Okay, fine, again.
I quit it.
Okay, fine. I want to make sure. That's all. I don't want to know. Fine. That's all. Okay. Now, you're right, Tanya. I haven't heard that question in a while. It's like about 50 minutes now. I haven't heard that question. Okay, fine. Oh, says Ram, why is it up there? Says the Rambam, we'll be Yerachimoy. So while the child's in the mother's stomach, it's considered an aver. The male, there's no problem. Oh, voices, but I.
It's going to be a
whole now. What way? Ubi Arachimai. Oh, so the Shem is bringing actually a very good point, because, and it's even stronger because there is a whole discussion. Sharmelch has a big arichus. Idas Harambam. Does he pass Ubi Arachimai or not? A big mess in the Rambam, a bunch of Rambams back and forth. Does he pass Ubi Yerachimai or not? So it's certainly sad, even the Rambam holds Ubi Yerachimai, Ublav Yerachimai. So then makes it even more difficult in the Rambam, not just what does the other man the Rambam do? Yeah? For the Rambam, what's he saying? Ubi Yerachimai. So this, I once wanted Taina, this week, at the end of this year, we went a little fast on that point. I don't know if it was niklat by anybody. I don't know if the enter button was pressed anywhere. But we discussed the Biskarov, the side of Shechita's treif that doesn't allow the treif is that doesn't allow for Shechita. We discussed Biskarov Shem Chaim. That question, so the question as Rai was, that's why the Shechita of Trefa can't be mad with the child, then Pekua. Because doesn't have Shem Shechita. So we brought Rai is not like that. So he said the Rai is Rai for the Mishnah. So he said the Rashi learns that the way the head to Ben Pekua works is Al Yerachimai. They didn't Ubalav Yerachimai, but the way the heter works is the heter. The reason why we shech the mother, the heter for the child, is because we say ubi yerachimai. Nine linyan shchitak upon him ubi yerachimai. That's why if the mother is a treif, the mother shall. Vivai is saying that the shchit of the mother is going to mount the child with ubi yerachimai, then the child should be a treif. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's what we said. I want the taina once based on Shimon's question. Ram says that there's no problem with this, it's not even embarrassed because Ubi Yerachimai. Not everyone holds Ubi Yerachimai, especially the Ram might not like that. Teretz is, there's a Raya, the Ram also is learning like Rashi, the Lumdis of Ben Pakua is Ubi Yerachimai. Mela, Meila, that's why it doesn't work by treifa. That's what Ram says. It's not a problem by Isis Benoi. Because the whole head of the Shechit is saying that Linyan the Shechit is Ubi Archimos. It's not Isis Benoi. It's one, it's just Isis. That's what I want to tell you to God from this Ramba. Agaponim. Agaponim. Oh, so that's the Ramba. So this Rambam is Yisoid by itself. Got in the Shiloh of what the head of Memphis is. And oh, I need to express myself. Okay, so okay, no. So this Rambam is also right. Another chakira. It's more in Ben Bakua, not. So we have two prokim we took care of. Three prokim: Shulch Hakein, Oisus Benoi, and also Abayim Hakash in the fourth parak. So there, the central chakira in by Ben Pakua is the pshat that the shechit of the mother implies it's a shechit on the child, or is the pshat that it's a heter, it's a heter ba'alma. Kol ba'behema, the Gemara learns it out. Kol ba'behema techeilu. It's just a heter ba'alma. Shechit of the mother, the male, the uber, and the mother becomes mutter. That's a big chakira, and the chayim, again, the chayim. That Kufa, the Svengel, the Yankiv, that whole pre-war Europe, Hevra, that's the Dan de Shaila, Shimon. So, the Svengel wants the Mechiach, the fact that it says that, let's say the Uber is dead, you're also allowed to eat it. It's the head device of Kufa by Uber. If you tell me, child, that you say the shechit of the mother is the shechit on the vlad, the kid is already dead before the shechita. Alma it's mashma, it's not had the ba'alma. That's his raya. Reb Shimon in Shagyesha brings an awesome raya, from the sugya in Tamura. What's the raya? One of the discusses that if you have a situation, we have a pregnant animal where either the mother is Kaddish and the Vlad is Chol, or vice versa. Depending, assuming that such a thing could exist, Mechaikas, Amarayim. Yeah. It's assuming that we could, as far as Kaddish is concerned, it could be different to the Uber and the mother. Now we have a Shaila, both Lagabe Shudei Chutz and Lagabe Kulim Bazara. Right? The question is, if the mother is a Kaddish and the Uber is Chol, he shechted the mother carbon Nazara. The question is, Gemara is done, are you over on Kulam Nazara or vice versa? The mother, if the Uber is Kaddish, the mother is not, he shechted outside, are you over Shechitus Chutz. Yeah? Now, Zakib Shimon, if you tell me that the head of the Uber is just the head of Ba'alma, yeah, it's not a gather shechita on the Uber. Okay, what's happening in the Shvichud Chutz? What's happening in Shvichud Mazar? There's no issa to matter, right? If it's just the head of Ba'alma, it's not considered shechita. Not that it's a chaloy shechita on the Uber. Then what should I talk about Shvichud Chutz? What should I talk about Mazar? Awesome raya. Mamshu, awesome raya. And also in this Rambam, we said, it's also Meduig. Right? What Rambam says, declares that you should also the Shech a pregnant cow. Why? Isis Benoi. If you tell me it's not Mehet the Ba'alma, why is it Isis Benoi? Isis Benoi is Lesish Chlubiyah Mechad. So, okay, we had all sorts of interesting Shechitas. Good, maybe that's good with Teretz. Since it's a Heter, it's Bamach Shechita. That's also add this to the list. There's thinking now to be there for the right. Pasha is the right. Pasha is it. Has Hashem Shechita. Midach Yisa though. Midach Yisa. There's a fakir the right from the Ran. Also a good raya. Good raya from the Ran. Because the Ran says that that Oisus Benoi. Why is it a matter dam? Matters Benoi. The head of Ben Pakua. The Shechita of the mother is matter. Is matir the Uber, so why is it matir the dam? The dam of the Ben Pakua. The dam of the Ben Pakua. Not its own dam. The dam of the Ben Pakua.
Why
should it be mutter? Why not? Why should the animal be mutter? Oh, you fell right into the trap. Very good. Says the Ran. That's because we have Joshua. Kolba ba'amatoi chelu. Afuke mashka. Dam is mashka. Even though the master's parish says don't eat dam. Say it. Akapanim says the Ran. That says kolba ba'amatoi chelu. That's when we know the Ben Pukua is mutter. Says the chelu. You drink dam, you don't eat dam. Oh, but Zok Merkin, what do you mean? But if you hold that the head of Shechita, what's the Avmir? Shechita's not Matir Dam. Elma, it's Mukhan Aran. And the head of Ben Bakur is not Matir Dam. Have a good time.